July 16th. Jesus says, do you feel how much ingratitude and lovelessness hurt? Oh, no physical torture is equal to them. And consider that for you there are a few people, but for me, there were, and are multitudes. To give affection and receive, indifference and acrimony, to give works, and see them rejected, surpass whiplashes and the penetration of thorns and power. The latter strike only the flesh, but indifference, ingratitude, and acrimony strike the soul and shake the spirit. It is because I know, for I am so close to you, and comfort you with my presence. I do not want your spirit to remain disturbed. It receives the blow that's inevitable. But my presence at once restores balance. Do not look at creatures, look at me. Do not think of creatures except to provide for their very poor soul. Think of me. Do not love creatures for their person, love me in them. You will thus find in them what deserves to be loved. Maria, it is the hour of darkness. Things are happening as I showed them to you in a dream. Hasn't the moment of certain knowledge come too quickly? Pray with your whole self, for the moment is tremendous in itself, and in its consequences. If people were able to reflect, they would strive to be good, to bend goodness in their favor. It is always the same word which I must instead say to them. Selfishness dominates them. Therefore, prayers, sacraments, and sacramentals, rendered impure by selfishness, have no power against Lucifer, who is deranging the world. The evening Jesus says, I will give eternal life to whoever comes to me, the source of life. I will be in him like a flow that never dies out and that washes and fecundates with its being. But to those who are able to come to me with true and generous love, I will not only give eternal life and be the fount of eternal life, but I will be a source of perpetual sweetness. True, generous love is possessed by those who care about nothing but my interests and do not take their spiritual gaze off me. These will possess me not only as the giver of salvation, but as an ocean of blessedness. I am afflicted by the fact that the world is unable to love and give itself to this love, which would make it blessed, for I know how much the world loses in not knowing love. Love, the perfect love of your triune God, remains, not inactive, for the love of God is always active, but disparaged by the world. Like poor demented people who are unable to distinguish things, men do not see this treasure, which is there for them, which waits to be poured over them, this treasure lying inert, because they don't want it, and if human effects and reactions could be applied to the perfection of God, I would have to say that it oppresses our heart with its weight increasing hour by hour. I will explain to you how. But our perfect Trinity is foreign to human forms. Only I, the God-man, have a heart like yours. The heart of a man perfected by my divine nature, to be the heart of a God-man. And this heart is expanded to the point of anguish by the love filling it from which the world does not draw. My love as a God-man thus pours like an ocean of joy and fount of sweetness into the hearts able to love me, not for the sake of an interest pervaded with what is human, but through a true love in which every heartbeat has a purpose. To do what is of interest to me. Wedded to the interest of their Jesus, that is, to his glory, which is, at heart, your glory, for the glory of God is haloed with the glory of souls risen into glory, it is right that they should savor the taste of their God, beginning on earth. And I pour my waves of sweetness over them, with all the love of my heart. Come. All bitterness is annulled for the woman who drinks at the fount of my love.